You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, that's right, that's right. Welcome, everybody, to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is your host, T. Smiley. Listen, we have a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today. But what we're going to do, we're going to start out by talking about this incredible nonprofit organization. This is the third annual Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show, hosted by your boy T. Smiley. We're going to be live on tomorrow at 5 o'clock, December 6th, at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is going to be a nice, real nice show. It's going to be. Listen, we had a lot of models. We had a lot of things going on. Myself, I got a chance to model some incredible shoes by Mando Shoes, and I got a chance to be a part of a great fashion show. We had a great time. I mean, everybody came together and did such a really good job on modeling the shoes for Denton County Friends of the Family, for the Heels on the Move to Heal. It was just amazing. I mean, we had everybody came together, and we were still all social distancing. Nobody was too close together, none of that. We was just, having a good time. And so Yeah, we're going to talk about a few more things. We have some of our guys that's going to be calling in, listening, and we're going to chat it up with you for a little bit. So y'all stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to be talking. We're going to have some good talking today. We're going to have fun. Everybody relax and just have a good time on today. All right, we'll see you back in a minute.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Pressing them boy, come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the diaper. Yeah, we trap every week, every night. Where my move, we too smooth, no indictment. Yeah, figures all lightning. 5790 in his biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Turn a bit, jump on my and pop it. Yeah, get a little to the deposit.
Came through dripping. Came through dripping. Came through dripping. Diamonds on my wrist, they dripping.
A thought ain't tricking. Put on a knee, make a lick. Put that on my wrist in the glistening. Got mad, I just
take out. Came through drip. I ain't never slipping, I'm a fan. Fucking with a quarter million, with a feeling. I bought the mission, they be telling off a thriller. Blast, took a bit to pick a dealer, water in my ear, give a wet willy. Came through drip, feeling. Fucking with the bag, trying to get my niggas all a million. Stack it to the ceiling, shooting at the billion. Under one dealer, I can make a killer. Bass, can you smell it when I back seal it? Flat, throw it up, don't care about your feeling. What the deal, what you wearing, I be drippin'.
What?
Got rip, can't sit in, can't grip it.
Right.
Got this, so I can shit eight jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city.
Show. Go get the back on the day off.
Racks.
Go get the rings out the playoffs.
Ring.
Passing the beaters to bake off.
Packs.
I'm gonna dish, she get laid off.
Smash.
Big boy twos, Mako.
Big boy.
Made it down with the Draco.
Damn.
Walking with the G, that queso. That's Huncho, the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover.
Whew.
One call, I'm having your bay over. Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Woo.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted.
Hey.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Came through drippin'.
Drip.
Diamonds drip, drip. Came through drippin',
drip, drip.
Came through drippin',
drip, drip.
Diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
That's right. Listen, be humble. Sit down. Yeah. Listen, man, I messed up at the beginning, man. I had a song that I played, man. I thought it was but hey, y'all seen we went with the gospel real quick, so I had to change that. But anyway, you know, that's just how we roll. We're here live, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep going. You know, again, we was talking about the third annual Hills on the Move the Hill. Listen, that's been a long journey, man. And finally, it is here. I'm so excited. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be – y'all going to see some incredible shoes. Y'all going to see some incredible models, people that don't even model, man. They walked the runway and everything was good. You know, I got a chance to. Wear some shoes, some Mendo shoes, man, and I'm telling y'all, man, I got the shoe game going, I got the suit game going just for this show, this special show on tomorrow. Listen, we've been working hard, Miss Kid D, she's been putting in that work. Actually, the whole team has been putting in the work to try to get this done, and I want to send a special shout out to the video crew and the audio crew, man. They did such a good job. Mr. Keyshawn Owens, he's going to be my co-host. And we ready, man. You know, work, hard work pays off after a while. That's what they say. So We're going to get right into it. We're just going to jump into some sports real quick. I seen my boy Anthony Davis sign another extension contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. And so, you know, that's going to be – I was looking at that, and I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm glad he did that. He was waiting because he was trying to see if he could get – what's that guy's name from the Bucks? The Greek Freak. Try to get the Greek Freak. They trying to get the Greek Freak signed on with the Lakers. Anthony Davis tried to wait, but you know, when money talks, you know, you gotta jump with it. So he agreed to a 5-year, $190 million contract to stay with the Lakers, man. And so that's gonna be real big, man. I'm so excited to see what this Lakers crew has. You know, they let a lot of other teammates go just to get. You know, just to get some of these top players, and we've seen players like Dwight Howard leave. You know, he's going to another team. I think he's in Philadelphia now. We had Russell Westbrook. That was another one, man. That dude, man, he's getting, you know, his name is real hot in the air right now because, you know, he's a very passionate player. You know, he plays very hard, and sometimes people don't understand that. And I think what happened was his attitude, you know, how aggressive he is on the court. You know, some people don't pretty much like that. They think he had an attitude problem or something like that. But it's been said that he has been traded to the Washington Wizards in exchange for John Wall. I don't know if that's a good move. I didn't know if that was a good move to y'all or not, but you know, it seems like his career is going down. But you never know, man. He got to have a new face and a new he got to have a new team, man. And some teams that can work with him and get some wins, man. And where he's not the key player, but you know, he kind of control the ball a little bit because we all know Russell Westbrook. Well, he wants the ball, he wants it. But he definitely needs to settle down and get his anger under control and all that, you know, just so he could be on a contending team, man, to do some kind of go on some kind of winning streak, because he ain't seen that in a minute. You know, he has not seen that in a minute. Another news, another person, James Harden. You know, he's been out there, you know, attending parties for the baby. I think he surprised him and gave him, you know, a nice little gift. But James Harden is, you know, we don't know if he's going to stay with the Houston Rockets or if he's going to leave. You know what I mean? I don't know. There was word for a minute saying that he was going over to the Brooklyn Nets to go play alongside Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, but we don't know. We're gonna see. But in the meantime, man, listen, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna play a couple songs here, and we're gonna come back and talk some more. All right.
That's on me, baby.
Shot on the beat.
Yeah, you can sleep if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on leave, baby.
The hottest triples for Tino, mixing B-Long with Valentino. I wore a pink ring just for the vino. I keep a G like it's Encino's. I take the beat just like I'm Devo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your door, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet your niggas are deadly. 200 lessons forget it. I got my niggas on call. You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you my cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They bitch call 150. And I bought 3, baby. You know what's going on. Stop chasing me, baby. I'm the big dog.
You need to flee, baby.
Yellow bees in my dog. See how this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the seats in the moan. Switch up a hit in the homie, she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in a moment. No rap from it, walk right up on the opponent. For rapping the trapping, I'm truly the king. They still trying to see how I do everything. From movies to business to politics, real estate. Used to take risks with the shit on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids are straight. Hold up, let me get this straight. A giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. That shit counterfeit, shit get paid for your verses.
They be so good, make her go on a perk. That's how I find out Pee Wee winning the perk. Now all I demand is all I deserve. Came in the bitch and I had it my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. But patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, nigga, down trap on the way.
Got out the ride on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left a hoe, I got a new bitch.
New bitch.
New Bentley on my truck. Shoot. Might get the lamb truck too. Who got a new chopper finna shoot? I got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me.
She
bad, I can leave her lonely. Why the roadie looking phony? Why these niggas tryna clone me? Trip, I get that thing on my hip. She bad, might get a tip. Honey's on me, make a flip. Ooh, she slipping like spring water. You a trick, but a bag on her. I can't trip, I got cash on me. I was broke, had no racks on me. Ooh, pull up like the men in black. Made back in the back of the back. I was broke, had to keep me in sack. She was calling, so I might call her back.
My dog front of me a nine, I ain't never look back. Never look back. Teeth in the Mustang look like cook crack. Wait, oh wait. G laying on the G, shoes quarter key. I'm all about the alphabet, watch cost cover P. Got them using, took them ladder straight across state line. My dogs hit me from the fed, talk to my face time.
Hello?
Yeah, pussies hating on the G, streets waiting on the G. Bad bitch in my room, about to pop that pussy like Don P. Go hard, no sleep. Valentino's on my feet. Real hustler. 1.5 on the counter next week. That's the way I was raised. Keep it G, baby.
See
for that Javante, that's on me, baby.
That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
So if I tell you I ain't got it, don't be trying to count my pocket.
I got a whole lot of fame.
They love me,
they love me.
The baddest bitch up in the club for me.
Facts.
And that's on me,
that's on
me.
Spinning trying to stack these cones. Yellow bees and all, they ain't see this coming. This stack blue, no, you see these homes. Ball out of winter, we gon' stack it or something. All she ever wanted was a trap boy. I used to wanna be, did it like bad boy. Instead, I had glad bags in the dashboard. Hood niggas still trying to get a passport. Young nigga dripping in water. You better watch where you walk. I know you heard some stories. I've been the man since Carter. Yeah, you can snooze if you want it. I'll be in your dream, baby. That Glock on me, baby. I was selling rocks at 13, baby. My niggas on lock, gotta send them some cheddar. I send them some pictures, I send them some letters. I'm stacking this cheddar, I'm back and I'm better. I'm slicker than leather. Red bottom stepping, I'm fly as a feather. Can get you whatever, anytime, whenever. They digging this shit, gotta buy a new shovel. I'm high in the sky, trying to find the weather. Snooze if you want, you gonna die if you tell.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
These niggas be lying on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Out these diamonds on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Keep that out of on me.
Yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
amps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best. Cause I got it going on, ma.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. Yep. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's in your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like this red. I can exercise you, this could be your fizz ad. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get it. Killer with the V, I know killers in the street. With the feel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy. Trying to ask me, when my figure they ain't gonna pass me. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you take a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best. Cause I got it going on.
I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S-C-N-O-O-P, D-O double G. I can't fake it, just break it. And when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, now get live.
So
don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, here we kiss her.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best. Cause I got it going on.
I'm a bad boy with a lot of drive my own cars and wear my own clothes. I hang out tough. I'm a real boss. Big Snoop Dogg, yeah, he's so sharp. On the TV screen and in the magazines. If you play me close, you wanna. Oh, you gotta. So you wanna back. But now, stop that. Shoes. Now I'm on the move. Your family's crying. Now you on the news. They can't find you. And now they miss you. Must I remind you, I'm only here to twist you. Whip you, dip you, then flip you. Then dance to this music we to. Subscribe, get your issue. Baby, come close. Let me see how you get loose.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm full of best. Cause I got it going on.
Hey, that's right. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Listen, man, I think I got my brother in the building, Mr. Big Joe. What's going on, my friend?
What's good with you?
What's going on, Doc? Chilling, man.
Listen,
tired, man. We done had a long week. We done had a long week, man. And this tomorrow is the big day. Why don't you talk a little bit about
what's going on tomorrow? I know they done heard me. Well, I mean, of course, you got it going on more than me. but tomorrow is our third annual Heels on the Move to Heal event. We're going virtual, right?
Right. It's gonna be virtual, man. I think I heard somebody last night say the pandemic virtual reality show. Everybody gonna be staying at home.
Yeah, but we want y'all to tune in with us and join us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and to top that off, we're trying to really help and be a blessing to somebody else.
Right.
Move the heels.
That's right. So yeah. So with that being said, man, listen, y'all check us out. Y'all can go follow WeTalkRadio.com. On Instagram, Facebook, you guys can go in there and check us out. You can even go look at check out Two Smiley Production page as well. Probably Big Joe's page as well. You know, we all going to be supporting, putting out flyers, all that. Talking about tomorrow's big event. It's been some serious work over here, man, in the studio, bro.
It
all together. Oh my goodness, shortening up videos, making them longer, putting them in 1, 2, 3, and 4. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Oh my goodness. You're talking about some work, man. But I tell you what, man, we got a special, great, you know, show, man. The video as far as the model, man. Hey man, we look good. We look like some professionals out there, bro. We look like some professionals out there, you know what I'm saying? Walking a little strip, we look like some professionals out there, man. You guys do not want to miss this show on tomorrow. I'm talking about it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. And you know what? I tried to get out of watching, you know, going live, and I was like, let's do a pre-recorded show. It ain't work out like that, man. It ain't work out like that, bro. We're going to be live, man. So you're going to see me. If I mess up, it's going to be live, but it's all good. It's all good. I ain't tripping. If I mess up, so what? So what? No, we're going to have a good time,
up.
Man.
I know, man.
I got a good support team, man. And it's all for a cause. It's all for a purpose, man. And we want everybody to donate, man. Donate. It don't matter what it is, donate. But you know, just watch it, man. Listen, if you don't wanna donate, you know, I would say, you know, don't call. But you know, that's kind of wrong. But nah, just call, man. Just
call
whatever. You can still call. But we want you to donate too. We want you to donate. Donate for the cause. Donate for what's going on, man. Again, I can't wait for that show, man. It's going to be great. Mando shoes, I'm definitely going to be stepping out on those tomorrow. So y'all will see on my feet. We'll see those on my feet tomorrow, you know, just for the show. You know, then we're going to clean them up, and then we're going to give them to somebody that's in need. I don't need them. I just wanted to, you know, going to rock them for the fashion show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So what you got for us, man? I know you got a story, bro. I know you got something, bro. I know you got something. I think I seen something come up on my phone earlier, man. I was just laughing about it. It was crazy. What you got?
Was it me that sent it?
I think so. Hold on.
I've been through with life for the last 3 days.
And I think that's why. that story, yes, is why you were through with life. So I think, I think that's what
life.
We were talking about.
I just quit life. Life is just, I'm quitting it right now. I'm quitting life.
Okay. Can you tell us why you're quitting life, sir? Go ahead and tell us.
Go ahead and tell you. There is a.
You know
teacher.
What?
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Matter of fact, if you got the story, because I would have to find the story. If you got the story, go ahead. And
you know
read
what?
I'm
gonna let you read that show. But I do have something, man. I do have something before we go into that. I do have something.
All right.
It's this topic right here, man. I had a pleasure of speaking to someone earlier this week, man, and. We were just talking, and I was just talking to him about, you know, the morning show, and he was like, you know, what's the different topics that we talk about and all that, and so, you know, I told him it's kind of anything and everything, you know, we don't want to be too, you know, too crazy with our topics or whatever, and then on top of that, we only have an hour show, so we try to talk about a lot in a little bit of time, And so one question that came, one question that came up to me. Are you ready for this, man? This one was, I was like, you know what? I'm definitely going to talk about this on the show because I want to get, Big Joe, you a father, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm a father too, man. And so when this guy told me what happened, I just want to get the reaction, man. I just want to get your reaction to what's going on. So, all right, here's the question. How would you act if you found your 10-year-old daughter in the room watching Pornhub?
You just stopped my heart right
there. Yeah.
You just stopped my heart right there.
Yeah,
when
man.
When you said watch it, I'm waiting for it, but I wasn't looking for Pornhub after watching.
Yeah, man.
After you die 27 times, then you have a bunch of questions to ask. Where'd you get it from? What are you watching? Who told you about this? How did you get access to it?
Yeah.
And then you beat up whoever gave them access.
So let's just put this in perspective, all right? So your daughter's bedtime is about what, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you sit up and watch a game, you know, just chilling, you know what I mean? And it's about 10:45, maybe the game went extra, you know, it went to overtime or whatever the case may be, and you thinking by this time your child is asleep, so you know, you go straight from the living room to your room, take a shower, you know, just get ready for bed, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you go check on everything, make sure everything locked up and all that, and then you open up the door to your child's room, and all of a sudden she just dropped the phone down, put the phone down real quick and say, oh, I was just reading a story on my phone, and you already could tell something's wrong, so you're like, let me see that phone. And then you see the phone, and all of a sudden it's that. And so the guy was like, you know, man, listen, man, it took everything in me not to hit her. Because if I hit her, you know, I was going to hurt her. Do you agree with that? Or, you know, I mean, what would you have done instantly if you had walked in and seen that? Like, I mean,
I told you, I would have died 27 times right then. My body, my soul would have left my body 27 times. Just right then in that instant.
So what are we doing? We're taking phones, we're taking computers, we're taking TVs. What are we doing?
We're taking everything. We're taking everything in life.
Even life itself.
we taking everything. No phone, no computer, no TV, no life no more.
Yeah.
But again, the main thing would be to honestly and truthfully find out where she's getting it from.
Yeah.
I don't. It'll be different if it's something that she just so happened to mess up and find, and then was curious about what she found. But I think the main thing is to find out or make sure there's no foul play going on, because that's taken away from a child's innocence.
That's definitely right. That's one of the things that he said. You know, it's taking away her innocence, but not all of it. But at this point, if you haven't had that talk, and
if
that's
you
the
have
first impression,
away,
that, yeah.
it is definitely taken away from your innocence, because it's putting more on you than you can even handle at the time. If you 10 years old, you don't. I mean, I understand we do live in a different day and age now. So now we have to go through the birds and bees talk a little early. But that's, again, that's a hard one. I think you have to find out for sure where it came from.
Right.
And what I mean by where it came from, who introduced it to her before you were introduced to her being introduced to it.
Yeah.
you have to make sure there's no foul play going on. You have to make sure somebody's not grooming or trying to. I mean, it's scary to even think about. You're going to make me go whoop my kids right now.
Now, listen, that was not the reason why I talked about that story. Don't whoop your kids right now. But, yeah, man, that was – listen, man, that was a very, you know, serious matter, man. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you got to sit them down and find out where the source is, you know what I'm saying? Something, because at this point, you know, curious minds, man, that'll put you in a whole lot of trouble.
I mean, because we're talking about 10-year-olds. So, again, in my opinion, you would have to find out where the source came from.
Yeah.
If it was a boy, and it's so sad to say, you could almost know where his little mind was, and or you know, it's kind of hard, but it's still the same thing. You have to find out what's going on.
Right.
Whether it's a little boy or whether it's a little girl, because they're still stealing away their innocence. And not only that, making them vulnerable to things that they're not even ready for. They're not even developed for mentally, physically, or otherwise.
Right.
So, you ask a lot of questions. I think that is the time when you have to put on your creative father or creative mother hat and try to be creative in finding ways to get the truth out your kids.
Right.
You don't want to put the fear, so much fear in them to where they feel like, oh, Lord, if I tell her the truth, I'm going to die. and that's just the truth. You have to find out what is leading them that way. That's a hard one again. That's a hard one.
Yeah, man. That's definitely a hard one, bro. That is definitely a hard one, bro. I was like, oh, man. You know, it was tough to even try to have that conversation and to even, you know, try to give some type of advice.
Try to visualize.
It's kind of one of those, hold on, my daddy mind just kicked in. Let me go beat her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me go
with
that tail real quick. Hold on. Let me go with that tail real quick. We'll ask questions later.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's deeper than that, you know what I mean? It's deeper than whooping somebody. Anybody can get a whooping, but what you going to get out that whooping? They're going to go back and do it again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, be more creative or find ways not to get caught with it. But, I mean, I think that's when the time, because they would be already introduced to it, that would be definitely the time to have that conversation and let them know the dangers, the whole nine is about the birds and the bees. Because after that point, their mind may be open to things that they don't even understand.
Right.
So yeah, that's a hard one, see.
Yeah, man, that's deep, bro. That's definitely deep, man. So the story that you were done in life.
Oh no, you can't talk about the little 10-year-old and then go turn around and go to this story.
Yeah, man, that's what makes it interesting, bro. Woo. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where to start. Do we just go right into it? I mean, that was a...
Man,
that was a
I know.
That was
I know
a heck
I threw
of
you
setup
off with that
to
story.
The next story. That was a heck of a setup.
I know I threw you off with that, man. But listen, man, I had to get that one. I had to get that one out, man, because I told the guys like, man, listen, man, I'm gonna have to talk about that, ask that question on the radio, man. So I had to get that one out. But yeah, we can go right along with the story, man. I mean,
ain't nothing wrong. Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Going right along with the story. As you know, 3 days ago, I have ended life. I just broke up with life. Me and life is just not friends right now. All because of a 51-year-old teacher. Who got arrested?
51.
Who got arrested? For molesting a little boy. The problem with this story is this teacher has no arms and no legs.
Wait, what? Hold on. The teacher didn't have no arms or no legs, but she got arrested for.
There's so many questions. She got arrested for molesting a little boy.
I'm sorry.
But it's a teacher with no arms and no legs. That brings on so many questions there, T.
Yeah. Number one question is, how in the hell did that happen?
That is the first question that everybody has asked.
How? No arms, no legs. What she do? Did she roll around? Oh! Did she do the worm? Oh, my goodness.
That has been the first question that I have been asked. How in the world? How do you touch a little boy and you ain't got no arms and no legs? How
does that happen? Like, she must have had a real, you know what? You know, she must have had a real good mouth game. And I ain't talking about that kind of mouth. I'm talking about she must have had a way with her words in order to get these little boys. She had to have a way with the word, man. She was talking soft like this. I mean, first of all, if I seen something like that approach me, man, first of all, I'm not looking at you like that. I'm sorry, but, you know, how old was the little boy?
They didn't confirm the little boy age, and they didn't confirm how the act was caught, but they were informed through text messaging.
Hold on, that's the question number two. How she texted? Oh, man.
Oh, T. Smiley.
You mean tell me they got involved in text messages? And that made him want that. First of all, what was she in, bro? What was she in? Was somebody pushing her around in order for this to happen? Because if so, they need to be arrested too.
I don't know. This is now. You know, there was a few conversations we have had where. I said that I wouldn't tell if it would happen to me.
Oh, Lord.
There was a few times. We've talked about it on the air.
How these things
have never happened when we was going up. We were going up. They didn't have female, not as many, not that I know of. We didn't have female registered sex offenders. In the school system, we didn't have them. a few of these teachers, you're confused because you're like, okay, why do you want a little boy? It's some grown men out there. You're very attractive, and you're going to get a little boy. I have made the statement that had it would have been me or some of the people that I knew growing up, we wouldn't have told.
That would have been on the hush hush.
That teacher, I would have told on. I would have told on.
I would have been crying when I told it. That woman
We wouldn't have got to the sexting. Oh, God. That was horrible, man.
Listen, man.
I would have told you. The teacher with no arms and no legs is trying to touch me. How do you even feel with, oh, God, don't go.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, how did she molest you, bro? Like, what? How? And you a ladder. You sit there in a ladder. I'm sorry, but, bro, she ain't got no arm, no leg, man. What's she going to hold you down with?
That's scary enough. That's scary enough. Can you think about a boy or a young man who's getting hit on by somebody with no arms and no legs? Can you?
It should have been horrified, but evidently it did something else to him. I'm telling you, man, her mouth game was good, bro. She had to say something to him real good in order for that to even happen, bro, because there ain't no way in the world. No way in the world.
I would have told
her. So is the teacher still in jail? Is she still in jail, or is she
That's another question.
Yeah.
That's another
you
question.
Know what I mean?
I'm not sure, but I think the bigger question to that is, how did they handcuff her?
They didn't. They didn't handcuff her. She ain't got no hands. They didn't even put the cuff on her feet. Cause why? She ain't got no legs. You know what? I think what they did. I think they put one of them boots on the wheel of her tire, on her wheelchair.
The
parking boot.
Oh, you're horrible.
I'm done. That's it. Cause if I go some more, man, it's gonna be even worse, bro. I can't be talking about folks like that, man. It's wrong. Anyway, I'm gonna jump off of that real quick. We got about 4 minutes. Something we're gonna talk about next week. Nate Robinson, is he still asleep?
No, he woke up.
He woke up?
Nate woke up. It took him about 2 days.
Oh man. All right, shout out to my boy Nate, man. You know,
We gotta go there. I didn't purchase the fight. I didn't even see it. And after the reviews of the fight, I'm glad I didn't purchase it.
Right.
I heard more comments about the concert that was going on than the actual fight. I heard
concert.
Snoop Dogg performed, Wiz Khalifa performed, and they smoked more weed off in the Coliseum than did
anything. Yeah, because Mike Tyson went back there smoking, dude. He said he had one before the fight. Anyway, man, listen, that's gonna be some more topics we're gonna talk about on here on next week. But right now, I really wanna.
But that slide. Hold on, T. But that slide.
Uh huh.
That slide, when Nate hit the ground and slid.
Oh, man, yeah.
He didn't just hit. He slid like somebody was skipping water. I mean, skipping rocks across the water. You know how they.
Yeah, but you see how everything, his whole body went like real tight, man, and stiff, man. They was talking about that. Man, listen, we are having a good time right here on the Cave Radio Show. This is your boy T Smiley holding down with my main man Big Joe right here on We Talk Radio. Right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, y'all want to go out and support tomorrow. Shout out to Heels on the Move to Heels for the third annual charity shoe fashion show. It's going to be hosted by your boy T Smiley on tomorrow, so y'all come out and support us. Y'all can go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. Heelsonthemovetoheal.org. That's H-E-E-L-S on the move to H-E-A-L, okay? So y'all go there. Y'all can send in donations. If y'all want to just watch a nice fashion show, real good fashion show, you guys get to be able to get the chance to see myself and Big Joe. And see the founder, the owner of this, Miss Kia D, you know what I'm saying? We work hard. We work very hard on this. And so on that note, Big Joe, you want to pray us out, and we're gonna get ready to get up out of here.
Heavenly Father, we come today in the most humblest way we know how, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of just laughter, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the opportunity to be heard, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the opportunity to give back to you. Heavenly Father, we ask that not only do you bless this radio station, bless our listeners, bless the host, guests, everyone that is surrounded around this radio station, this radio show. Heavenly Father, we also ask you to bless Heels on the Move to Heal. Heavenly Father, have your way. Heavenly Father, let someone be touched. Let someone be helped. Let someone find a blessing in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. We see y'all on tomorrow. Good.
Keep up with what happens on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.